Eno Crime Clues. In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Eno Effervescent Salt will present the first episode of The Talking Skull, this week's Manhunter mystery. But before we pick up the trail tonight, let's board a city-bound bus just as it pulls into the terminal. One of the commuters leans over and shakes his sleepy companion.
Hey, come on, Chuck.
Come on.
Wake up, we're nearly in.
Okay, take it easy, will you? You don't have to shake my teeth out.
Say, what's the matter with you, anyhow?
Oh, I got a terrific headache. Don't feel so good.
Have to get over that party last night?
I guess not.
Well, I was alone, did everything you did, had everything you had. Plus, you don't hear me moaning this morning, do you?
No, but you don't have to talk so loud.
Now, if you'd use that thick skull of yours, you wouldn't feel as you do.
Oh, skip it. Skip it, will you, Ray?
Well, why don't you get wise and buy some Eno?
Eno?
Yeah. Eno Effervescent Salt.
Oh, I don't like salt.
Well, Eno isn't like other salts. It's darn refreshing. Pleasant. Yeah, easy to take. Go on, get it.
Yeah.
It'll clean out all the poisons you pick up in a large evening.
Yeah.
Believe me, if you take a glass before you go to bed and another in the morning, you won't be having a big head the next morning as you have now.
That sounds interesting.
Well, here we are, fella. Come on over to the drugstore, soda fountain. Get your glass of Eno now. It isn't too late yet.
Okay, I'll be right with you, Ray. Maybe I'll get some work done today after all.
And now let's join the famous pair, Spencer Dean and Dan Cassidy, in another thrill-a-minute Manhunter mystery, The Talking Skull by Stuart Sterling. Are you a puzzle fan? Do you like brain twisters? Well, then here's your chance. Listen carefully, and at the conclusion of this evening's episode, you should be able to solve the riddle with Spencer Dean. All the necessary clues will be found hidden somewhere in tonight's mystery. So match your wits with a Manhunter and see how good a sleuth you are. We pick up the trail tonight on the East River waterfront of New York. A 50-foot powerboat lies in a slip at the Fulton Fish Market. On deck, a huge, broad-shouldered individual with black hair and water-tanned skin is coiling down deck line.
Angelo! Angelo, you son of a goat, you hear me call?
Spit on the more end, Bobo, spit. Just a minute, Bobo.
Just a minute, I'll punch your face.
Eh?
How many ton you bring, huh?
Not so many fish, Pietro. But maybe I got what you call a good thing, anyhow.
They have buy oil for this motor, food for this crew, and bait for this tank, and now you bring nothing but talk.
Hey, what the car, boss? Look here. See?
Motor in here. Skull. Oh, where you get her this, Angelo?
This woman. She have this, a skull?
A woman? Oh, what you talking? You have woman on this boat? On my boat?
Sure, boss. We find a boat.
I forgot a crazy man. I send him for fish. He bring him his skull. I ask him why. He telling me his woman.
No. Not my woman, boss. We pick her up at the sea.
What do you mean? A shipwreck?
I don't know.
Yeah. He does not know where he find her. Angelo, I think I knock you on head and sell you for halibut, too.
Hey, look, boss. Look, we find on island.
Now, listen, Angelo. Do I pay you for to go on island looking for a woman, eh?
Hey, boss. I know what you say about the sea, Riman. So I think we go down around the Hatteras, eh?
So?
So we do. One day from the northwest, she blow very hot. So we pull in and behind a Cape Lookout.
Well?
And maybe by and by we anchor near a little pile of rocks one night. And in the morning, this a woman, we see her on island. So we take her off.
Well, now, maybe she pay you for rescue, eh?
Because
if not, Angelo, you no longer skipper of the Genova.
Hey, wait, boss, wait. She has with her no clothes.
What?
Except what does she wear? No food. No nothing. Only this, what do you call a skull. And what the club, boss. And this.
Money?
Si, boss. Gold, Pietro. Gold.
Yeah. Well, no money like I ever see.
This woman, she say, doubloons.
Doubloons?
Si. Pieces of eight. That's a strange word. I don't you hear them before, boss.
Angelo, will you show me this woman?
Sure.
Maybe you have not made such a bad trip. Where you got her? In the fish holder?
See, she was in the cabin, boss. But I go forward to make a line of fast, and she run away.
Why you not knock her on head? Bring her here to me, like you would bring a car, eh?
Hey, but the boss, I say to her, you stay here till I come back. And she say, yes, I say. But she isn't gone.
Oh, you're Spencer Dean, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I hope I found you in. I ran nearly all the way here.
Well, then I take it as something important.
Oh, yes, it's terribly important.
Oh, won't you come in?
Well, thank you.
Now, young woman, what can I do for you?
Well, I've lost the skull.
You... I beg your pardon?
I mean it, Mr. Dean. I've lost a very valuable skull.
Well, that's not an object one would be very likely to mislay, is it?
Oh, it wasn't mislaid. It was stolen. You see, my name, Lucibel Sniller. I teach school in Santiago, North Carolina, and I was reading in an old manuscript about the pirates of Pamlico Sound, and I learned about this Red Eyes.
Red Eyes? Oh, that's a pirate, I presume.
Yes. He had a privateer's commission and sank a lot of Spanish ships and got, just loads of moidores and doubloons and all sorts of jewelry.
Jewelry? What's this about jewelry?
I beg your pardon. Am I interrupting?
No, not at all, Danny. Come in. This is Miss Lucibel Sniller. Yes, Sniller.
Oh.
Miss Sniller, this is...
Oh, I know Mr. Cassidy anywhere from his pictures.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Lucibel.
Yes. Now, it seems there was a gentleman by the name of Red Eye, then.
Red Eye? Hmm. Red Eye? That's a new moniker to me, Spence.
Oh, gracious. He died years and years ago in 1730. He was a pirate off the Carolinas, Mr. Cassidy.
Oh, yeah? A pirate, eh? Treasure and all that stuff?
Yes, you see, Miss Lucibel is a teacher, Danny. She seems to have discovered some information about Red Eye and his buried treasure.
Information? Nothing. I've discovered the treasure.
You what?
Yes. Oodles of it.
You mean you've actually seen this treasure?
I know you won't believe me. You're going to say that I'm just a silly little girl. But I've been to Gallus Island, and I've seen the treasure. And I brought some of it back with me. Only instead of giving it to Mr. Brearden, I had to give it to that perfectly horrible fishman.
Fishman? Pirate's treasure? You got me in a whirl, miss.
Yes, let's begin at the beginning, shall we?
Well, now, when I found this old manuscript about Red Eyes, it said that he'd carry his secret to the grave with him, but that he or one of his band would talk after death to anyone clever enough to listen.
Talk after death? Ooh.
Yes. And it said that he had arranged this message to be sent from the gallows. So I got Mr. Brearden.
Yes, and who's Mr. Brearden? Hmm?
Oh, well, he's a nice man I know who owns a schooner in Beaufort. And, well, he said he'd help me for a share in the gold if we found any.
Uh-huh, I see. All right, all clear so far. Go ahead.
Well, I've read in history that pirates used to be executed on Gallus Island, a little rocky place about 10 miles offshore. So I thought perhaps Red Eyes referred to the island, and that is when it said that his secret was to be found at the gallows.
And it was?
Yes. Yes, there's a real gallows still standing there on the island,
what?
Made out of old timbers. And right at the foot of the timbers, I found this skull.
What skull?
Oh, no, hold on a minute, Danny. Hold on. Go ahead, Miss Elizabeth.
Well, underneath it, hidden in the sand, there was an old cap. And the cap was, well, it was about a third full of bags of gold. Only the cloth had all rotted away. Oh, you could just take out whole handfuls of gold and silver. Of course, they were all black.
The skull?
Well, it was queer. It had been all filled in with hammered silver at the bottom and in the jaws and nose. So this was like a huge drinking cup with only the eyes for apertures.
Nice idea for a nightcap, eh?
Oh, yes. Charming.
Well, that's all. Oh, yes, except that on the bottom of the skull, at one side, was scratched some letters. V-E-R-S-A-P.
Versa. Name of another island, eh, maybe?
No, Danny, that's the abbreviation for the Latin inscription. Verdum sapiente.
Oh.
In other words, it says a word for the wise.
There was something else on it, too, but, I couldn't make that out very clearly. And, anyway, Mr. Brearden sailed away and left me.
He what?
Oh, well, of course, there must have been some mistake or something, because he said that he'd wait for me and while I was searching the island, but, he took the task with him, and when I came back, the schooner had gone.
Oh. And Brearden had gone with the schooner?
Yes.
And you were left holding the bag, eh?
Well, I'd have been there yet if this fishboat hadn't seen me waiting and picked me up.
Your friend Brearden seems to be a swell sort of a guy.
Now, this fisherman.
Oh, here, his name is Angelo.
Hmm. And the boat?
The Genova from New York.
Well, when did it get into New York?
Well, this afternoon. And Angelo told me to stay, but I was afraid. And when he went up forward for a minute, I came straight here to look for you.
And Angelo took the coins and the skull from you?
Yes. Oh, won't you help me get them back, Mr. Dean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm afraid that's a bit out of our line.
Oh, come on, Spence.
Angelo told me that if I ran away or talked to anybody, he cut my throat.
Oh, he did, eh? Hey, Spence, come on. Let's go and give this Angelo the once-over, eh?
Well, you really didn't want to go to that formal dinner, did you, Danny?
No.
All right. Perhaps the threat comes in the nick of time. All right, I'll call up Mrs. Van Groen. You get the car, Danny.
Okay.
Now, just where is the Genova lying, Miss Isabel?
Why, right over there.
Gee, I don't see any boat by that name.
Why, it's gone. Oh, dear, it's gone. It isn't there.
Missed the boat again, eh?
Now, wait a minute. You remember hearing Angelo talk about his partners or anyone here at the fish market?
Yes, yes. He kept talking about another Italian named Pietro.
Pietro, huh? You stay here, Danny. I'll do some inquiring.
Okay.
They've gone to get the rest of that treasure. That's what they've done.
Yeah, you've been having kind of a tough time of it, Miss Lucibel.
Oh, I don't mind for myself, only I...
Yeah, well, run in luck. Pietro's office right across the street.
Okay, let's go. Miss Lucibel, maybe you'd better stay back a little.
Huh? No, I'm coming with you.
Pietro!
No one here, Spence. Holy heck. Look at that.
Good Lord.
What is it? What is... What? Oh! Why, it's Angelo. And he's dead. Oh.
Wait a minute. Don't touch him.
Stand right through the back.
There's another half inch.
You mean that big fish knife? I'll say it is. It's horrible.
No. I don't mean the knife, Dan. I mean the lack of blood. See here. Lying on his face. There hasn't bled any to speak of.
I guess we better put out an alarm for this Pietro,
I don't think the alarm will do much good, Danny. But I think we can put our hands on Pietro when we need him.
You mean he's probably gone to this Gallows Island?
Yes, I think so.
Do we go after him?
Oh, you've got to. You've simply got to.
Yes, we'll go to Gallows Island now. I believe it's a question of which of them gets there first.
Which of us, you mean?
No. I mean Brearden or Pietro.
You think Brearden's in this?
Perhaps not on the murder of this poor devil here. Wouldn't you call his attempt to maroon Miss Lucibel pretty close to a murder try?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Danny. Call Doherty at headquarters. I want to look around the office a bit.
Righto.
After you talk to Doherty, find out when the next train leaves for Beaufort, North Carolina.
Okay. Well, so this is Beaufort, eh? Gee, it's a nice place. Oh, smell that salt air.
Now, can you tell us how to get to the pier where Brereton keeps his schooner, Miss Isabel?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's only a short distance. We can walk. It's right down this way. There. There's the pier, and there's his schooner. Oh, there's Jeff. Oh, Jeff!
Who's Jeff?
Yes, Miss Isabel.
Mr. Brearden here.
Oh, well, I don't reckon he is exactly...
You work for Mr. Brearden?
Oh, yes, sir. That is, I does mostly when I work.
This is Jeff Davis Hatchett, Mr. Dean. He's the cook on the schooner.
Well, I ain't rightly a cook, Miss Lucibel. I'm more of an engineer.
Well, I hope you don't use engine grease for cooking. Now, what we want to know is, where is this Brearden?
Well, I expect most likely he's over on the island now.
On Gallus Island?
Yes, ma'am, I reckon that's where he is.
How'd he get over that?
Well, I took him over in the schooner, sir, and he sent me back for supplies.
Supplies?
Yes, sir. Picks and shovel and coal bars and a whole barrel of water. You see, they ain't got no drinking water over there.
Jeff, when are you planning to go back to the island?
Tomorrow, sir, sometime tomorrow.
Well, all right, you're going now.
This evening, sir?
Mm-hmm, right now.
Oh, no, sir, we wouldn't make the island for dark,
sir. Yep, all the better.
But Mr. Brearden won't be expecting me before tomorrow morning.
That's just the idea, Jeff. You'll get aboard and we'll help you sail her over.
Jeff, do just as the gentleman says.
Yes, sir. I don't mind running her over, but I don't know what Mr. Brearden's going to say.
Yes, sir. I'm a little curious about that myself, Jeff.
Who the devil want to know?
I do. This island's private property. I happen to own it. My name's Brid.
So, well, I am Pietro. I was here last week from fishing.
No worry. When you got no right here, the place belongs to me.
Yes? Last week I find a woman here.
Maybe you know her? Don't know anything about any woman.
No? Well, she say son of a gun named Brad that left her for to die of thirst on island.
That's some mistake. Yeah.
You know nothing about this girl either, huh?
Yes, I do. It's my property. Stolen from
me. I think you big liar, Mr. Brad. And this girl belongs to the woman you left to die.
I tell you that's mine. Now you hand it over or...
You will not show.
Well, you'll see whether I will or not.
You will not shoot because I throw this tonight, see? So quick as you shoot it.
Well, I'll take a chance on that.
Who's that?
Oh. You'll bring anyone with you?
Imagine your shoes, huh? And you. Why you not throw knife, huh? It would be so amusing if you kill each other.
Well, this is a trick, eh, Brandon? She is your old woman, huh?
I never see her before.
No, you have not seen me before, senor. But you will see me again often, huh?
Who in thunder are you?
How you get here on island, huh?
Don't ask so many questions. Or maybe I answer them with peace.
Hey, don't aim that automatic this way.
I stand still in the dark there. I watch you two foolish in your fight. I could kill you both, huh? So very easy. But no. I think maybe you kill each other first.
What you doing here, huh?
I come here for same reason that you have come, senor. For gold.
You're crazy. There's no gold here in the island.
No? Then why have you dig here every day, huh?
You have no find this treasure, eh, Brandon?
Oh, just a few old coins in the bottom of a cask. Some more here. All belongs to me.
Well, there may be you're not to live to find it, eh?
Ah, why you quarrel, gentlemen? There is enough for all.
Oh, you know that.
This one who leaves the treasure here, this red eye, is my ancestor. I find many papers. They tell me what is hidden here.
Without this skull, you never find this gold, eh?
The skull which talks, eh? Yes, senor. It is so what you say. It is the secret.
I don't care who finds it, how much there is. It belongs to me. I own the island.
I tell you, there is enough to make us all rich. Maybe we join forces, huh?
You make a very smart talk, Casey.
We haven't got any time to wait, though.
How much farther, Spence?
Well, we ought to be about a mile off the island now, Benny.
You think we'll have to act tough with this fellow Brayden?
Well, you'd better keep your automatic handy.
There's the island now. See it?
Yes, sir. Dear to hear.
Is that a boat anchored there, Jeff?
Yes, sir, it sure is. But it ain't no boat from hereabouts.
That looks like one of those fishing boats, Spence.
The Genova. That's what it is.
No. We couldn't have made it here so quickly. Pietro, he must have come down by train. Got in about somewhere on the coast here.
Or shall I anchor alongside the other boat, sir?
Well, let's run up right beside her, Jeff. You can drop your hook. I want to board her.
You're not figuring on Pietro, Spence. Maybe he wouldn't care for that.
Yes, I was figuring on Pietro. I think he'll be on the island.
Maybe he's left a man on the boat, though.
Possibly. In that case, you'd better go below deck.
Oh, dear, if there's going to be fighting.
If there's any men on that boat, they'll be fighting, all right.
Oh, I don't crave no fighting, no, sir. I'm peaceful, are you?
All right, luff her up, Jeff. I'll drop the mainsail.
Yes, sir, she's loved.
Let go of the hook, Jeff. Now, get that dolly in the water fast, Jeff.
Yes, sir, but you ain't going to get mixed up in no rookers, is it, sir?
All quiet on the fish boat, Spence. I don't believe there's anyone there.
All right, Mr. Spelt. You're coming. Get in the dolly.
Of course I'm coming.
All right, ma'am. I'll hold it, steady.
Thank
now,
you.
Danny.
Okay, Spence.
All right.
Do we land here, sir?
No. Pull up beside the fish boat.
Land sake, you sure is anxious for trouble, ain't you?
Ahoy on the fish boat!
Let me go first, Spence.
You wait here. Danny, climb up here. Well, there's no one on board, Dan. Not a soul up here. Come on up.
Okay. But we don't want to waste any time here.
Well, we're not wasting time, Danny. There's a little matter here I want to attend to.
Yes, Mr. Leader. Whatever happens on the island, you stay close to me.
Yes, ma'am, sure do that.
There may be trouble, Jeff.
Are you armed?
Yes'm, but I don't crave no bloodshed.
Give me your gun.
Gun? I ain't got no gun, ma'am. I got me a good cutting razor.
Oh, well, you keep that, but now remember what I said.
Yes'm, I won't forget. Oh, but Miss Lucibel, I sure you're scared.
Yes. There's a lot of money here on this island.
Yes'm, but it ain't no good, Miss Lucibel. Mr. Brayden showed it to me, and it ain't no money like I ever see before. You can't buy no suits of clothes with that money, no, ma'am.
It's gold, Jeff. Real gold.
No, ma'am. I knows gold when I sees it, and this here money is all green and black. And anyhow, gold don't do no good to no corpse, do it?
Here they come.
That fixes that all right, Spence. All right, look out, Jeff. I'm coming down.
All right, Johnny.
Okay, Spence. Come ahead, boy.
All right, now let's get over the island, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Any special place that you want to land?
No, any place will do. It's fairly dark. They may not have seen us.
Here you are, sir. You all better go first.
Gallus Island. Just a real cozy spot, I don't think.
See the gallus there? Against the sky?
Oh, that ain't no comfort in sight, Miss Lucibel. Not to me, it ain't. I sure don't crave no gallus.
Yes, well, don't waste up time looking at the gallus. Keep your eyes open for Braden or Pietro.
Well, the island ain't big enough for them to be far away, Spence. They must have heard us coming.
Have you any idea where they might be, Miss
Lucibel? No, I haven't, but they must be here somewhere.
Well, they know that we're here anyway, if they've been on the lookout, so we might just as well...
Right, Dan.
Oh, Braden! Braden! Pietro! Pietro!
You white folks sure is taking the cow by the horns, you is.
No answer. Now, what could have happened? What... Maybe Mr. Braden's dead.
Oh, can't you think of something cheerful, Miss Lucibel?
Well, they're not on this side of the island, at all events.
I'll tell you what, Spence.
Yes, then?
Now, I figure it this way. Braden's on the island.
He sure is. I left him here.
All right, go on, then.
And Pietro comes, and he's trying to find out where the treasure is, you see? And, and Braden waits for him, and they have it out. And maybe they kill each other, or maybe hurt each other pretty bad.
Well, that might be, Danny. It could be.
Well, then, the only way for us to do is to comb the whole island.
I think you're right.
I was perfectly satisfied to stay right here, sir.
All right, Jeff. You and Miss Lucibel stay here near the dory. See anyone, you call out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and if they're anywhere on this island, we'll find them.
We'll be here. You can call when you find them.
All right. Keep a sharp lookout, Jeff.
Yes, sir. I'll sure do that. Miss Lucibel, I don't like this island nohow, and right now I don't like it in particular.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You come with me.
Where's you going, Miss Lucibel?
I know where Mr. Braden is.
You does, ma'am? You know it all the time?
Yes, I think so.
And you didn't tell them fellas?
No, and you'll see why. Come on.
Where is you taking me at?
Right down to the shore, Jeff.
I ain't going to do no swimming, Miss Lucibel.
We're not going to swim. There. You see there?
I don't see nothing but that big black hole under that big rock.
That's it.
That's what?
That's the entrance to the cave.
The cave?
Yes, that's where Mr. Braden is.
In the cave?
Yes. Now you go first, Jeff.
You want me to go smack into that chunk of blackness, Miss Lucibel? No, ma'am. Not this boy.
Go ahead, Jeff. There's nothing there to hurt you.
No, nothing except Mr. Braden with maybe a brickbat.
Go on, now, go on.
I can't see nothing at all.
Go ahead. I'll strike a light when you get inside.
Oh, Lord, if I ever get back to Beaufort, I ain't never going to island no more, I tell you that.
Spence!
Yeah? You see anything, Dan?
No, not a thing.
Well, I put my sights behind every boulder on the way around the shore. There's no one here.
Say, this is the queerest thing I ever heard of, Spence. Maybe the boat got drowned.
Well, possibly some other boat came and took them off, then.
Well, the best thing we can do is to wait on the schooner till morning, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Jeff! Oh, Jeff! Hey, Jeff! Jeff, what's the matter with you? Why don't you answer? Well, how do you like that?
Folks on Gallus Island seem to be doing a disappearing act.
They probably got scared and went back to the schooner,
well,
huh?
Well, they haven't, Danny. There's a dory down by the shore there.
Miss Lucibel! Jeff! Hey, Jeff! Hey, I don't like this at all, Sam.
I don't like it either, Dan.
Something queer about this place.
I wonder if this is... Hey, look here, Danny.
What? I can't see. Hey, that might be an entrance to a cave or something.
And see here.
What's that?
Rabbit foot?
That's Jeff. I saw him holding it on the schooner.
Then somebody's going to be out of luck, Dan. Come on.
You going in there?
Bet I am. Get on your hands and knees, Danny.
Yeah, but you can't tell what might be in there, Sam. Maybe snakes.
Well, I've got a good hunch what you'll find, Dan.
boy!
Don't tell me you expected that.
Come on, Dad.
But don't you all come near me. Keep away now. I've got me a cutting razor here, and I'll sure slash the face of anybody that... Oh,
don't
what the...
Me, Jeff.
Oh, Miss Lucibel, if I'd connected then, I'd have almost cut your head clean off.
Yes, Miss Lucibel.
Yes, I hear.
Was that you that screamed, Mr. Dean?
No, just stay where you are, both of you.
I don't know who screamed, but I ain't taking no chances. Now, don't none of you all come near me. I ain't fooling with this razor.
Put that razor away, Jeff. We'll see that you don't get hurt.
Kenny.
Yeah?
There's somebody who's been hurt.
Yeah, who is it, Spence?
Why? Why, it's Mr. Oh. It's Mr. Brandon. Oh, is he badly hurt?
You've got a nasty blow on the head.
Oh.
See here?
Mr. Brandon, was that you screaming?
No, Jeff. Whoever was screaming knew he was going to get hurt. Brandon here was struck on the back of the head. I think he's been unconscious sometime.
You mean there's somebody else down here in this cave, Spence?
There must be that.
If there's someone else here.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Brad. Now you're in no shape to get up now.
Oh, you'd better get her before she gets you. She's a devil.
What do you mean, Brad?
The girl from San Diego. Oh, my head.
You mean there's another dame down here?
Yeah, she got us down here in the darkness, and then she slugged me from behind.
Good gracious. Who was that?
Not her now.
She's near the entrance, Sonny. I'm going over there. Keep talking here.
Sure, sir.
Hey! You with the lad.
Lordy, if this place was paved with gold, I wouldn't stay here no longer. No, sir.
I know where he is.
Yeah, where?
You need not come to search for me. I am right here.
Be careful. She'll get you the way she got me.
You don't have to come after me. I come to you.
Oh, Lordy, Lord.
You better not come too close or I'll...
Hold it, Dan.
Are you afraid, senor? I turn my flashlight on myself so you will not be frightened.
Better grab her. She's a bad one.
Keep right on coming, you. I got you covered.
You are a very brave man. What you do now you have me?
You stand right still there till I get a chance to look you over.
Don't let her come near me.
Come here, Penny. Quick.
I got her here, Sam.
Bring her over here.
Okay.
What is it, Mr. Dean?
Go ahead there, sister. Go ahead. I'll be right behind you.
Don't leave me here alone.
I'll stay with you, Mr. Brady. My leg is too scared to move.
Look here, man.
Oh, it's Clifford.
Who's that?
You recognize him?
Why, it's Pietro. Oh, isn't that awful?
His throat. Good Lord, that's horrible.
He's dead, then.
Yeah. Surprises you a lot, don't it?
You think I killed him?
Who else could have?
I think perhaps Pietro can tell us who killed him.